This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you're listening to Jax.
And Dean.
On our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our, I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Play the podcast, please.
You are with Jack and Dean on Joy 94.9. Joining us live in the studio is a special guest. It's Macy Hamdorf from RMIT. Welcome, Macy.
Thanks for having me.
Give you a round of applause. There you go. Now, you're the Diversity and Inclusion Officer. What does that mean?
Yeah, so I'm a diversity and inclusion advisor for staff. I focus mostly on inclusion initiatives on the staff side, and then I also work with the student side as well, just to support them.
Around diversity and inclusion issues. Now, RMIT's got a lot of students, yeah? It's about 90,000.
Yeah, 90,000.
Well, yeah. I do know a little bit about it, but yeah, but 90,000. Some of them do identify in diverse ways.
Yeah, definitely. It's a really diverse community. And staff as well. We have 11,000 staff, or a little more than that, actually. Oh. So, yeah, it's a pretty big community and a lot of diverse identities. So,
and, of course, next week RMIT is celebrating RMIT's Pride Week.
Yeah.
This isn't like a universal Pride Week. This is just RMIT doing it.
Yeah, just RMIT's Pride Week.
But it does coincide with...
It coincides with Ida Hobbit Day, the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia.
Now, we're going to give Jacqueline a little test here. Yes. Ida Hobbit, what does it stand for?
Mate, I've had a flu shot today. I don't even know what my own name stands for. You can say it in French if you want.
So, Macy, tell us, what does Ida Hobbit stand for?
The International Day Against Biphobia, Transphobia and Homophobia.
There you go. Correct.
I was going to say that.
Try to say that fast, yes.
Yeah.
Or in French.
Can't say it slow. Can't say it at all. But that's great. It's having your own Pride Week. You're proud by yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds cute.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. There's
because
a lot
it's not
to
just for staff and students. It's also the public can pop along in as well.
Yeah, it's for everyone, unless it says otherwise on the website. But really, we're welcoming everyone. I think RMIT is pretty proud of our central location in the Melbourne CBD. So we really want to celebrate with the community as well.
Now, what are some of the things that are planned for the week?
There's a lot of diverse activities that we're really excited about. So Monday, for example, we're having a Melbourne Queer Film Festival short film screening.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, with a performance as well. And there'll be food and drinks, and it should be a really great time. And then on Thursday, we're holding a sports day, which is basically you can play volleyball, futsal, and then they'll have food trucks and a DJ and other activities and a lot of free giveaways as well. So
fun. It's like, like a party atmosphere.
Basically, yeah.
Sweet.
The whole week is just like kind of a party, really.
Well, that's right, but I think for some gender diverse kids or diverse sexualities, sport can sometimes be not a place they feel safe or confident.
Definitely. Yeah. Sports are really a gender binary activity, basically, because everything's divided up men and women. So we're really trying to host a day that's more inclusive for everyone in our community.
One of the things that I noticed on the program that I think is quite interesting is in the gym, they're having an RMIT trans and gender diverse gym workshop.
Yeah, on Ida Hobbit Day. So, cool. Yeah, it's more inclusive. We're welcoming everyone from the gender diverse community just to come in and kind of take up space in the gym. Sometimes people don't always feel welcome in different gyms and different spaces. So just kind of welcoming everyone in for that session.
I'm the same way. I don't like group classes in general. At the gym, I'm like, just let me sweat by myself. But so if it's encouraging everyone, you know, might be experiencing the same issues or the same fears or phobias, they can just go together.
Yeah, and every type of body and every type of fitness level is welcome.
Yeah.
The other thing that I've noticed, it sounds like a bit of fun, is a good friend of the show, Frock Hudson, who some people might know as Tina Curie, he's going to be doing drag story time in our childcare centre. They're letting Frock Hudson loose on the kiddies.
Yes, we are so excited
I'd
about
that. I love
that. Yeah.
What children? Why do you have children in the uni?
We have a childcare centre for students
of
and staff.
Of course. I'm an idiot.
Yeah. And so,
obviously you can study at any age.
Yeah, definitely. So then, Frock Hudson's coming in to read to them. And they just announced to the parents today that this is happening and everyone is really excited. So it should be a great time.
We love her.
And
what sort of story times he doing?
Hopefully not the big book of something.
Yeah. I'm sure it's appropriate for the kiddies.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, Macy, how do people find out a little bit more about RMIT Pride Week?
So you can go to the website, which is rmit.edu.au/Pride Week, or you can just Google RMIT Pride Week, and it's the first result that comes up.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
You are with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home. Now, we've just had a chat to Macy Hamdorf from RMIT about next week's Pride Week.
Yes.
And we put Jacqueline on the spot and asked if you knew what Ida Hobbit stood for.
Yes.
Which is a bit of unkind of me.
It's fine.
There's lots of letters in that. And unfortunately, yes, when Macy was answering the question, we've had her message in, she missed one of the letters. It wasn't deliberate.
I think she did, to be honest. I think she said it, but maybe it was softly spoken. What's the text say?
Just a question whether we inadvertently eliminated the intersex folk from the Ida Hobbit equation.
Do you honestly think, dear texter, that we would do that?
We didn't. Well, if we did, we didn't mean to.
No.
So let me be really clear. Ida Hobbit stands for, you ready for this?
Please, Dean. What does it stand for?
International Day Against Homophobia.
Yes.
Biphobia.
Uh-huh.
Interphobia.
Mm-hmm.
And transphobia.
Okay.
There you go. It's all happening on May the 17th and it's worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Ida Hobbit. It does sound like something from Lord of the Rings, though, I think.
Yes.
But yes, lots of letters there.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.